Last time on Left Behind...
Carpathia actually has missiles pointing into outer space.
Missiles?
He anticipates meteors.
If Nikolai had me poisoned, I'll be his second victim.
By the way, have you looked outside lately?
Ray, you're out of air!
No! Leave me alone!
The sky is black as night.
Those hailstones are huge.
It is here.
Doc, what is it?
The angel of the first trumpet judgment is throwing hail and fire to the earth.
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 48 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
I'm sorry. I'm so tired.
Look at this. Look at this. The bark on the trees. It's all been burned off.
The blood has seeped into the ground. The scriptures told us that one-third of the trees and all of the green grass in the world would be burned. Let's fire up the generator. I want to see what Carpathia's newsmen make of this.
Chilling. I never felt this cold in the desert before.
Right, listen, Ray, stay put. I'm gonna lash the equipment down and we'll fire it up.
No, I'll help.
No, stay put, Ray. Just let me do this. Oh, and here, I brought this from the plane.
What's the point? Laptops aren't waterproof. Thing's ruined.
Well, the screenshot. Solar panel's ruined. Motherboard might be gone, but, maybe the hard drive is waterproof. You can get a techie to spin it up and, copy any files you want.
I don't expect any surprises.
Yeah, well, no offense, but, you didn't expect to see her in the Tigris either. You know, if I were you, I'd look for evidence that Amanda's everything you thought she was.
I'd have to use someone I know, like David Essene.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea.
I gotta tell you, Mac, I'm right on the edge here. I'm not sure how I might react.
You want me to handle it for you?
Would you?
Sure. Sure, man. No problem. We'll let you know when they're transferred, and you can search through them whenever you're ready.
Yeah. When I'm ready.
I want to assure you the global community has everything under control. Within days of the great earthquake, the communication lines were restored. Then, we were forced to postpone travel due to a strange natural phenomenon, the hail that fell worldwide. And now, here we are, nearly a month later, and the global community is completing the rebuilding of runways and transportation lines.
Again, those comments coming from His Excellency Nikolai.
You know, the
Carpathia,
most amazing thing about my life lately.
What's that, Ray?
As much as I'd rather become superhuman, God seems to give me just enough strength for that day. For that crisis, no more, no less. And I gave me two really good friends for support.
And what's the latest with David?
Oh, the guy is really growing. It's incredible to watch him. I wish I had his mind. He just soaks in the studies.
Hey, speaking of which, hey, David!
Hey, Mac, Rayford.
Hi.
And we were just talking about you, buddy.
I hope it was good.
100%.
Well, what do you got?
Listen, I must tell you what I saw today. The rabbi's conference and the message of the witnesses has Carpathia seething.
He can't stand people being interested in anybody but him.
Gets up early every day, works late into the night. You can see it in his eyes. He's on a mission.
Mission from the devil himself.
Mark my words. Nikolai's day is coming, and I hope God lets me. Well, I hope I'm there when it happens.
Hey, husband. Look what your little wife can do. Can you believe it?
Hey, that's some pretty good unassisted two-legged motoring there, little wife. Good for you.
When Dr. Charles took the cast off, I thought it'd take longer for the muscles to come back.
You're doing great, Claude.
This is very exciting. We have all of the meeting places secured, and I will invite Moshe and Eli to join me at Teddy Kollek Stadium.
Well, the closed-circuit broadcast is available?
Yes. There is no site big enough for all of the 144,000 witnesses. I'm so excited. And I have you to thank for all your help.
Oh, we didn't do that much.
Oh, the world has seen such a display of God's power. The rapture of the church, the earthquake, the fulfillment of prophecy, the hail, fire, and blood. Now it is time for people to choose. And we will take the message of the gospel to every part of the globe.
You sound like you're getting warmed up.
I am. We have waited so long for this moment. And to think it is almost here. Only 2 more days until we depart for the Holy Land.
I knew this was going to happen. I just knew it.
Would you stop? So what if they've got engine trouble? It's a cruise. Relax.
Yeah. And how long is it going to take to get somebody out here to fix the thing? It's not like a flat tire on the interstate. We're in the middle of the Atlantic.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain. I'm very sorry about the trouble. We've had some unfortunate technical problems that have interrupted the voyage. But there's nothing to worry about.
See?
I'm sure we'll have things up and running smooth as silk by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
So enjoy yourselves. Have a nice breakfast. The whole ship is yours. And I'm sure we'll have wonders to be fun.
I told you, everything was under control.
Mm-hmm. We're on level 3. A big noise woke me up early this morning. Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Hi, I'm Marjorie. This is my husband, Phil.
Wonder if they're going to give us our money back.
My husband and I are on a getaway with some friends from our church.
Oh, Enigma Babylon?
No.
We attend a One World congregation. Lovely people.
Would you mind if I get my husband and we have breakfast together?
Sure. Sounds great.
Rayford, thank you for stopping up. Something strange is going on. There's a lot of traffic in and out of Carpathia's office. Military, scientific advisors.
Any idea what's up?
They're preparing to launch a space probe.
What for?
I don't know for sure, but there's this rumor, a rumor about a meteor.
What?
An urgent message came in from the GC Aeronautics and Space Administration. I didn't see the content. Carpathia is as upset as I've ever
seen.
What's happening? What?
The scripture's being fulfilled. Look, I have to get in touch with my family.
This is Buck.
Buck, it's Ray. Man. I know it's early.
Yeah, Ray, it's 3 a.m.
It's happening.
What?
And
what's happening?
The prophecy's being fulfilled right now. Turn on your TV. This is going to be some ride.
Doc. Doc, get up. I just got a call from Rayford.
Cameron, what is it?
Doc, get up. Come on. Come with me.
A newly discovered comet is believed to be on a collision course with Earth's orbit. The head of the global community's research and science team ordered the launching of a probe to secure more data. We have with us a member of that research team, Dr. Conrad Reinke. Dr. Reinke, how far is this meteor from us?
First, meteor isn't the correct term for this formation. The data we've received so far shows the object to be a comet with the consistency of sandstone, a brittle type of rock. As a result, when it enters the Earth's atmosphere, much of it may disintegrate.
Now, you say that as if it's a certainty.
That it will enter the Earth's atmosphere?
Yes.
On this trajectory, it's impossible that it will miss us. Unless it can be destroyed before it enters the atmosphere, of course.
Now, this probe was sent up earlier today. What else have you learned from it so far?
The comet is irregularly shaped, but it is immense. Global community astronomers estimate it is no less than the mass of the entire Appalachian mountain range.
And what kind of damage could something that big actually do?
Well, the potential destruction is enormous. There are a lot of factors to assess here, but on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say this is, well, this is off the scale.
Let me get this in perspective. You can't say for sure what its makeup is, but you believe...
No, that's what the probe is doing. If we find out this is just a ball of fluff or space dust, we have a much smaller problem than if it's the density of, say, granite.
If it were the density of something like granite, what would happen?
Once the object comes into the Earth's gravitational pull, it will accelerate at 32 feet per second squared. When it comes into the atmosphere, no matter what the composition, it will burst into flames. Then, burning pieces will fall to the Earth.
So, worst case, what could happen?
Worst case, the Earth is split in two.
Really?
Or Earth's orbit could be altered. Either of those scenarios would be disastrous for sustaining life on this planet. I've just been handed an update from the Global Community Aeronautics and Space Administration regarding the time frame. Would you care for me to read it?
Certainly.
The collision will occur. It gives different world times, approximately 10 a.m. New York time, 3 p.m. London, midnight in Tokyo, 6 p.m. New Babylon. They anticipate the best possible scenario, that it will take place somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, and if that's true, we're receiving word now that tidal waves are expected to engulf coasts on both sides of the Atlantic for up to 50 miles inland. Coastal areas are being evacuated now, so if you do live in one of those areas, we ask you to comply with the Global Community Disaster Teams as quickly as possible. This additional note, there is report of a disabled cruise ship adrift with some 4,000 passengers on board. It is near projected ground zero.
It is tragic.
We're being told now that His Excellency Potentate Nikolai Carpathia is prepared to address this crisis, and we will go live now to the Global Community Headquarters in New Babylon.
My brothers and sisters in the global community, we have weathered many storms together, and it appears there is another on the horizon. I assure you that we have the firepower to destroy this object. However, we have been advised that an attempt to destroy the comet would be too great a risk to life on our planet. The unpredictability of the fragments and where they might fall is simply unacceptable, especially considering that this falling mountain is on course to land in the ocean.
We must hurry. Chloe, can you type while I dictate?
Sure, go ahead.
Post this on the bulletin board as urgent. Alert our readers to the fact that this is the second trumpet judgment, foretold in Revelation 8, 8, and 9.
Wait. Okay, Revelation what?
Chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. Here. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. And one-third of the water in the sea became blood, and one-third of all things living in the sea died, and one-third of all the ships in the sea were destroyed.
Okay. I got it.
Write this. Will we look like expert prognosticators when the results are in?
Prognosticators. All right. Got it?
Will it shock the powers that be to discover that what the Bible says will come true? Or will officials reinterpret the event to make it appear that the Bible was wrong? Do not be fooled. Do not delay. Come to Christ before it is too late.
Sorry I'm late.
This is my husband, Ed. This is Marjorie, and tell me again.
Phil.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Get the bacon and eggs while it's hot. No telling when they're going to run out of it.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to tell you this. The power's out on the ship, but I have a shortwave radio just to keep track of the news.
Honey?
There's a meteor or a comet, whatever it is. They just spotted it. It's headed for Earth.
What do you mean they just spotted it? They keep track of those things for years.
Listen to me. It's headed for Earth. It's supposed to be bigger than a mountain range, and they've pinpointed the impact point.
Where? Not in Homo and the kids.
It's over land. It's over the Atlantic.
Oh, my word.
From what I can tell about our position, we're about 100 miles south.
For a minute there, I thought we were in trouble.
We are. They're evacuating people from the coast, picking up as many as they can before it hits.
But if it's 100 miles away...
This is big enough to cause a wave miles high. We don't stand a chance.
We have to do something.
I just found this. In Revelation chapter 8, the Bible predicts this. It predicted the disappearances, the earthquakes. So please, let us tell you what God wants you to know. In the few moments that we have left...
Again, we're waiting for the moment when the comet enters the atmosphere. We're monitoring global community communication lines, and Dr. Reinke, what are we looking for?
Probably a flash, a brilliant flash of light, and then...
Oh!
I should have warned you to shield your eyes.
I can't see a thing.
The circumference of the comet is more than 1,000 miles square. We've determined the makeup is largely sulfur. It will produce hurricane-force winds on its way to Earth, and you have to feel sorry for anyone caught in the path of this object.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a time for panic. Please, as you come on deck, be aware of those around you who might need help with a life jacket.
As if a life jacket is going to do us any good.
There are some religious people on board who asked you to say a word. And given the circumstances, I think it would be good to hear what they have to say.
My name is Ed Collins.
Honey, it's that man and his wife.
From breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that there's a God in heaven and that God loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his son for you. I didn't believe that a few years ago, but I believe it with all my heart today because it's true. Unless something miraculous happens, you only have a few minutes to live. I beg you, put your faith in Jesus Christ. I tell you today, believe in Christ. Ask him to forgive you of your sins right now. There's nothing you can do at this point to make up for the bad things you've done. There never was, except the gift of God. There's no reason to panic. Listen to me. Pray with me. God, I believe you died for me.
Sir, 4 of our aircraft filming the event have been lost.
What are the projections for losses on land?
The small islands, coastal towns that weren't evacuated in time, all are dead, sir.
No, Leon, monetary losses! Transportation!
All modes of travel will be interrupted for some time. Typhoons, water spouts, hurricanes have spun from the comet.
Strange.
Sir?
Howling winds, hail and fire, comets crashing into the ocean, and the tiny country of Israel remains untouched.
Here, look for yourself. The Wailing Wall.
Your Excellency, I wish you would not trouble yourself so much.
Shut up!
The delay in the meeting set him back. He was so anxious to get there, but, you can understand why they'd have to postpone it.
What does he think about the new meteor they found yesterday?
Well, he thinks it's wormwood. Look at his latest post, Revelation 8. It's the third trumpet judgment.
Carpathia's gonna try to head it off with a nuclear missile.
Really? Well, good luck.
There's something else, Buck.
Yeah?
In the last few emails from you and Chloe, I've noticed every time I mention Amanda, your response is...
Ray, the patient we have here? Well, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, she's carrying around some troubling secrets from the past. It's one of the things holding her back from a relationship with God.
What kinds of things?
Well, Ray, we need to meet face to face as soon as possible.
Israel?
Israel.
There you see a live shot of the liftoff of the ground-to-air missile designed to vaporize this new threat to the world. Global Community's Dr. Conrad Reinke is with us again, and Doctor, this certainly shows the genius of His Excellency.
He is nothing short of remarkable.
Now, Doctor, this is the second Earthbound comet in a very short period of time. How do you explain these phenomena?
There's nothing like it in history. There's no explanation, really. But I think we have to go back to His Excellency's plan to eliminate this new threat and be thankful for the control being displayed.
We're only a moment away from the impact, I'm told, and what are we about to see?
As you know, the meteor is about the same size as the comet that did so much damage, but its density is less. It has the consistency of, the best analogy is rotting wood. Now, when the missile strikes it, it'll be vaporized. There should be little, if any, effect on the...
We see there the detonation of the missile?
No, that was not the missile.
Doctor, what's happening here?
Well, forgive me, I'm not really sure. The meteor appears to have exploded on its own before impact. And if you look there, see? Pieces are falling.
And what effect is that going to have?
Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great flaming star fell out of the sky, burning like a torch. It fell upon one third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Wormwood, which is the Greek word for bitterness. It made one third of the water bitter, and many people died because the water was so bitter.
The death toll continues to rise, Your Excellency. However, the response to your compassionate speech is quite good.
How was my decision about the mass meeting received?
There is no doubt this is the most talked about event in the world. A majority of those polled believe another postponement may not be necessary. There is a fairly large percentage who say...
Who say what?
Who say they believe you are in some way apprehensive about the gathering and what it means.
Let them think what they will.
There is a bigger problem.
Yes, and what is that?
You received this from the rabbi this morning. It was posted in such a way that anyone could access it.
And what does he say? What does he say?
He refers to you as Mr. Carpathia. He writes, "We will be in Jerusalem as scheduled, with or without your approval, permission, or promised protection. The glory of the Lord will be our rear guard."
Oh, the same mantra over and over. Can he not come up with something more original?
Sir, I believe this would be the time to show your power, to show who you really are.
I'm not sure the world is ready for that.
You could crush this bug and prove you are the supreme power. You are in control.
Yes. And yet, you see, ignoring a bug sometimes makes it go away, no?
Your Excellency, Captain Rayford Steele to see you.
Ah, I will think about it, Leon. Yes, send him in.
Your Excellency? Mm-hmm.
Thanks for seeing me. I'm assuming you'll need Officer McCullum and myself to get you to Israel tomorrow.
Oh, now talk to me about this, Captain Steele. They are meeting against my wishes. I had planned not to sanction it with my presence.
But your promise of protection.
That resonated with you, did it not?
You know where I stand.
Yes. And you also know that I tell you where to fly, not vice versa. Do you not think that if I wanted to be in Israel tomorrow, I would have told you before this?
So those who wonder if you're afraid of the scholar
afraid?
Who showed you up on the internet... and called your bluff before an international audience.
No. You are trying to bait me, Captain Steele.
Frankly, I think you know you'll be upstaged by the two witnesses and by Dr. Ben-Judah.
The two witnesses. If they do not stop their black magic, the drought and the blood, they will answer to me.
They say you can't harm them until the due time.
I will decide the due time.
And yet Israel was protected from the earthquake and the meteors.
Oh, you believe the witnesses are responsible for that?
I believe God is.
Tell me, Captain Steele, do you still believe that a man who has been known to raise the dead could actually be the Antichrist?
Sir, imagine the audience in Israel if you were to do something like that. Here are people of faith coming together for inspiration. If you are God, if you could be the Messiah, wouldn't they be thrilled to witness evidence of that?
Well, if you are suggesting that I should bestow upon those guests a regal welcome second to none, you may have a point.
Well, yes, sir.
Captain Steele, schedule that flight. I will go to Israel.
Very good, sir.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteen. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.